This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay. Come on. All right, both of you. Okay, cool. Here we go. So, where do you guys live at the moment?
Calgary.
Awesome. And have you ever been to South Africa?
No, but we're from North Africa.
Yeah.
Which part?
Algeria.
Algeria, yeah.
Awesome. And would you ever visit South Africa?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
Okay. And what comes to mind when I say South Africa?
What comes to mind? Resort, hotel, Kenya. Resorts and hotel.
Okay. And how long are you guys in New York?
3 days for the weekend.
Awesome. Well, enjoy yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where we unpack the science of brain power and its link to brand influence. Before we get into today's show, I want to thank all my subscribers and those who continue to share episodes with friends and colleagues. You mean the world to me. I'm in New York City, and I've become fascinated with how narratives become ingrained in people's heads and how this impacts brand strategy. My latest fascination is Brand South Africa. The story people have in their mind about South Africa will impact tourism, trade, and of course, these are all strongly linked to GDP growth and ultimately unemployment numbers and so much more. There has always been a lot of talk about how ignorant Americans are, how there is this assumption that most Americans think South Africans have lions running around in their backyard. And while funny on the surface, this has real-world economic implications, if true. So I decided, let me go into the streets of New York with my microphone and test this. I asked well over 100 people. Many ignored me, a couple cursed me out. But what you're about to hear is a few Americans, but because New York is the global capital of the world, I got a chance to ask people from every corner of the planet. From Brazilians, Britons, Pakistani, and Irishmen, Singaporeans, and so many more. I asked them a simple question. What comes to mind when they think of South Africa? The answers range from heartwarming to downright hilarious. Enjoy. All right, cool. So we're in Times Square just hanging out, and I bumped into, what's your name?
Raul.
Raul, have you been to South Africa?
Never.
When I say South Africa, what comes to mind?
The Soccer World Cup.
Jungles, too much greens. Stuff like that.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in Chicago.
You live in Chicago? And what do you do for a living?
Actually, I'm a student. So, yeah.
And what do you study?
I'm doing master's in finance.
Thank you so much. Would you ever visit South Africa?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. I would love to.
Okay. And what's your name?
Sarah.
Snakes in the city.
What about you?
I love snakes in the city. I actually don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I just know that from watching the TV show. That's it.
Okay. And where do you guys live now?
UK.
I live in England, yeah.
And how long are you in New York?
We leave today.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been amazing.
So, is South Africa somewhere you would ever come together on a holiday?
I don't know enough about it.
No, I don't. I get the impression, like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a dangerous place to go. I don't know why.
I don't think it's dangerous. No. I think it's good for surfing.
Surfing.
I've heard that.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy it. Travel well. Okay. A question about what people think about South Africa. Do you mind if I ask you that question?
I don't wanna. You don't wanna? Okay. You don't mind just...
I don't wanna do anything, really.
Forget what comes to mind.
Diversity.
Diversity? And where are you from?
I'm from Bolivia, South America.
And if you had the chance to come to South Africa for a holiday, would you come?
Yeah, of course I will. It's another country, another experience.
Well, travel well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Johannesburg and Great White Sharks.
And if this is... would you go there on holiday?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And when you think about sort of the politics, what comes to mind?
Uh, I think about the old apartheid and how that's changed over the past couple decades.
And where do you guys live now?
Indiana.
Gold.
Gold?
Gold.
And where do you live?
In Finland.
In Finland. And would you come to South Africa for a holiday?
Well, if someone paid for it, then yeah.
When I say South Africa, what comes to mind?
The drums, the elephants, the baboons.
Is it somewhere you would travel?
Maybe, yeah.
For like a holiday, or you bring your partner?
Yeah, to see the giraffes. Yeah.
And where do you live now?
I live in Upper Manhattan, Washington Heights.
And your name is?
Raphael.
Have you ever been there?
I have not been to South Africa.
And what are your general thoughts? What comes to mind when I say South Africa?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The apartheid. But I hear it's grown, and it's more like biggest city now. So I look forward to going there one day.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Karen, and I'm from California.
The African dance. Okay. And I heard there's a diamond mines over there. And the cricket team. I'm Asian, so I know the South African cricket teams. There are many known about the chokers. They can't even win a World Cup yet. So every time they got out on the semifinal, entire tournament they play so well. But at the end of the day, when the semifinal comes, they got busted.
But I don't know the English word. Okay. Animals.
Animals?
Yes.
Okay. Animals, elephants, and where do you guys live now? Where do you live?
Germany.
You live in Germany. Which part of Germany?
North Rhine-Westphalia.
Okay. Awesome. Is South Africa somewhere you would travel for a holiday?
No.
Why not?
Because we like Europe.
In general, what comes to mind?
Africa.
And where do you guys live at the moment?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Awesome. Originally, I'm from North Carolina myself, so I moved there about 20 years ago. Is South Africa somewhere you would ever visit?
Probably not, but I wouldn't mind it, but just having the resources, probably not.
Okay, cool. And have you ever heard of Nelson Mandela?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what comes to mind when you think about Nelson Mandela?
Freedom, suffering.
Comes to mind.
I don't know. I've not studied South Africa.
So you don't know Nelson Mandela?
I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
South Africa, what comes to mind?
Nothing.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I ask you a question about my research?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you don't? Okay.
Sorry. Trevor Noah.
And anything else? Would you come there on holiday?
Yes, I would.
Awesome. And where do you live now?
I live in Brooklyn.
When you think of South Africa, what do you think?
I love the animals.
You love the animals.
Animals is my beautiful, and Africa is a beautiful country.
Okay, cool. And what about you?
I think about the nature. It's very rich. I think about it.
Okay. And where do you guys live now?
Brazil.
Brazil?
Brazil.
Okay, awesome. And you don't think about soccer at all? Football, when you think of South Africa?
I don't think.
Mara.
So.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. Bye, Meta.
Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Volleyball, no soccer.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Now, what about you? When you think of South Africa, what comes to mind? The one thing that is clear from everyone is what they have in their minds is limited to what they have heard or seen in the media. Perhaps it's time for the film industry in South Africa to export more stories, ones that engineer an evolved perception of people, ordinary people being beautifully South African. I asked all the foreigners off air why they came to New York for holiday, and they all said it was the movies. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with the next episode.
This is CliffCentral.com.